a love story, but not your ordinary love story. Not Harley, you heard? Get into this shit right here. Check this shit out, you know? Check it. Companions, commitments, relationships, they can be so nice. In days, picnics, and dance slow nights, you start to miss it all when you got no wife. Seeing couples walking, holding each other's hands, talking like everything around them don't exist. And yo, they stop before crossing the street so they can kiss. That remind me, my love for this little mommy, a slim body from Saudi Arabia proper. We met 5 days into her stay, a 30-day visit, her second time in the USA. But my first time to gaze at her and wave at her was at a Knick game, Islamic name, hard to spit game. My thug look made nervous, her secret service, the floor seats next to Spike Lee I had to purchase. Later, we met on Tavern on the Green, and after we dined, I said I got to have it just one time. She said,
as he turned the corner, I called out his name.
She said, seduced her fast, surprised me, laying beside me, rolling in my satin sheets. Flexible body, hair black and long, Indian skin complexion, eyes, nose and lips resemble the Egyptians. Against rules to make conversation with anybody new, which was strange in our situation. Admired her more every day, I gave her a tour of New York streets, the parts that remain hardcore. It was coming to the day when she had to depart. When she left, I felt a butcher knife stabbing my heart. Without a number, the Dower continent nearby the now she resided. She said she would write so she could fly back, private airplanes. Been a year, letters never came. In a short time we were together, it never rained, just sunshine when our tongues climb each other's body. Wish I could see you one time, cause now
as he turned the corner, I called out his name.
She said,